Okay, switching gears, we're going to go from the gayborhood to parenthood and visit with the Mocha Moms. The African proverb says it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few Mocha Moms. Mochas is an organization of women, mostly African American, but open to everyone, who consider themselves stay-at-home moms. And we think their common sense and savvy parenting advice is right on. Today's topics, kids and guns. Gun violence at Virginia Tech and elsewhere has been all over the news in recent weeks, but guns are a fact of life and a sport for many Americans. So how do you talk with your kids about this? Also, who you calling fat? Concerns about the rising numbers of overweight kids in America has led some school officials to a bold new step, issuing body mass index report cards to students. Is this a good way to nip America's weight problem in the bud? Our guests today are Jolene Ivey, co-founder of the Mocha Moms and a mother of five, Davina McFarland, a mother of three, and Estelle Mitchell, a mother of two, who is expecting her third. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jolene, let me start with you. You just finished your first term in the Maryland legislature, and I must say you have a very funny way of being a stay-at-home mom, but whatever. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, I have to assume that the shootings at Virginia Tech were a topic at the State House and at your house, not to mention the fact that your husband is a prosecutor. But with five boys, I have to assume that they wanted toy guns at some point. So how did you talk to your kids about that?
You know, originally years ago when our first child was just a few years old, he really wanted a toy gun and I was really against it. And he was just fascinated with those super soakers and he wanted to play with the kid across the street. And I found out later it was primarily because the kid had a super soaker. I finally just decided it was better to let him have the stupid thing than to make it a big issue. And over the years, what we've kind of decided on are water guns are okay, but anything that looks kind of like a real gun isn't. And I can't say my kids have ever wanted a real-looking gun. When I was in high school, I was on the rifle team. So I know about shooting. I enjoy shooting. I understand the fascination with guns. I also understand how dangerous they are, and I would never let one be in my house.
What? Why? You grew up with them. You were on the rifle team and learned how to use weapons properly, and now when you don't even let your kids
I don't trust everybody. I trust myself to an extent, but I even don't even trust myself to keep a gun in the house because what if I slipped up and didn't lock up the gun? Or what if in one of my crazy, you know, I'm really pissed at you moods, you know, flicked off and shot somebody? I mean, what if my kids found the gun? There's too many what ifs, and it's just what the risks aren't worth the benefits.
So water gun, okay. Pop gun, not okay. BB gun, not okay.
You got it.
Okay. Estelle, what about you?
I don't have a big of an issue. I have girls, but I have five brothers. And my mother never let guns in the house. Ironically, two of my brothers became police officers. Three of them joined the military. And my father was in the military as well. And we always had a gun in the house. It wasn't loaded. It was an older gun. But we knew it was there. I don't know. I have such a torn feeling about this because on one hand, you know, you think, well, if I did have a gun and if I was carrying a gun, would somebody really want to rob me if they knew that? But, you know, also there's just so much danger on the other hand of having a gun in your home and, you know, what all that requires to keep it safe and to keep your family safe.
And your husband's in the military.
My husband was in the reserves.
In the reserves. So where have you come out on this question? What do you tell your kids about
Well, at this point, you know, they're not interested in guns. Mm-hmm. You know, they're interested in dolls. I mean, the most thing that they like to do is to squirt water. They don't care what they're holding when they're squirting water. You know, it could be a gun. It could be a hose.
Davina, what about you? How do you address the gun question in your household?
Well, first, let me say that I have two sons and a daughter, and both my sons are in Scouts. So they recently have been exposed to guns through Scouts. They shoot the BB guns at the shooting range or whatever, and that's a big draw for Boy Scout camp, Cub Scout camp. Oh, this year we get to shoot, so that's very exciting. So we have conversations often. We talk about the danger of guns. You need to stay away. If you're ever somewhere where someone has a gun, you need to leave, and you need to tell an adult, point blank. I used to be very, very protective, and my kids only went to other people's homes where I absolutely knew them very, very well. Well, you know, they're older and the world's a little bit bigger, so now they go places where I don't necessarily know the people. They're not my friends. So I have no problem. If my child's going to be in your house, I don't mind asking the question. Do you have a gun?
You do ask the question.
I do ask the question.
Is that awkward? Do you have a hard time asking?
When I first started asking the question, yes, it was very awkward. It was like, you know, when you have an infant and someone wants to hold your baby and you say, well, do you mind washing your hands? That's a hard question to ask at first, but it gets easier the more you ask. So if the person does, I don't mind saying, you know what, I really don't feel comfortable letting my child come and play at your house. Do you want to come to mine?
What about the idea of being more proactive about it, since you know that kids are so fascinated with guns? What about teaching them proper gun rules?
Well, you know, I actually did enroll one of my kids in a gun safety course at a shooting range. And they taught him, you know, the safety things about the gun. And then he got to shoot and he had a ball. And, you know, I really wanted him to enjoy the experience there at the shooting range and to realize that that's where it was going to stay. Now, he was 10 at the time, and my son, who was 13 at that time, did not want to go. I think he's gotten that anti-gun message strongly enough that he didn't want to go at all, whereas the 10-year-old still was fascinated enough he wanted to go. But, you know, I think all of us here can say that you teach your kids, if you ever see a gun, don't touch it, you know, go find an adult. So we've all taught our kids that kind of thing.
Let's move on to the whole question of body mass index report cards in plain language, obesity report cards. Mm-hmm. Estelle, why don't you start? What do you think of this idea?
Well, according to this report in Pennsylvania, the school that's doing this, they don't require phys ed as an everyday part of life. You know, it's only required for half of the school year. They don't have a good, healthy choice in terms of what they're eating. You know, they're still eating funnel cake and pizza for breakfast. So, you know, you're doing the index on one hand, but on the other hand, you're not requiring the things that can help them not be obese. And I mean, I think that's a big problem in our society. When we did have phys ed, kids were not as large as they are getting at this point. And now, I mean, there's a big issue with kids who are becoming larger and larger and having serious health problems because they're not getting the activity that they need.
Davina, what about you? Good idea, bad idea?
I think it's a good idea as long as the school district is willing to take some responsibility as well. My kids, all three, go to public school, and I have noticed a trend in our public school system where the time for recess is shrinking. They used to have 30 minutes, now they're 20, now they're 15. Kids need to be able to make healthy choices at lunchtime. Two out of the three major meals that children eat in the day, most kids eat those two meals at school. They eat breakfast at school and they definitely eat lunch at school. If the school district is willing to take responsibility to make sure kids have healthy choices for lunch and for breakfast, in addition to giving this body mass index obesity report card, then I'm all for it. But you got to help these parents take the next step. Don't just present people with a problem, present them with the problem, and now I'm going to help you with a solution.
Joanne, what do you think about that?
I look at those lunches and I say, I don't really want my kids to eat that lunch every day. I mean, the school lunch is a treat for my kids. It's a special occasion. I get out that peanut butter and jelly, and the peanut butter has zero trans fat. You know, I read these labels and I make sure that my kids are getting a lunch every day.
You send lunch with the kids.
I send lunch. For one thing, yeah. It's expensive. If you add up five kids, you know, even if it's just $2 a day per kid, you know, it's a couple of $100 a month just for lunch. I think I can do it a little less expensively than that.
Are any of you offended at the idea, though, of the school officials measuring your kids' weight?
Well, my concern is what measurement are they using? Because if they're using a measurement that's based from 1980 and kids are changing, they're getting taller faster, they're growing up faster.
That's,
you know,
the
in terms of height.
Kids look like today.
Yeah. But I mean, just in terms of height, you know, if my child, for example, if they're taller than they were 10 years ago, then that's going to have an effect on their weight and they may not be overweight. They just may be taller.
Mm-hmm. What about this whole question that it's kind of, that's the parent's responsibility and that the school really shouldn't be involved in that? I don't know if any of you feel that way.
If you're offended at the body mass index or however they're screening, the weight screening, then are you also offended at the vision and hearing screening? Isn't that your responsibility as a parent too? No one has ever said, I don't want you to check my child's eyes and I don't want my child to have the hearing test. So in my mind, it's the same kind of test. So I think it's fine to do it. You need to educate the parents and the children. What exactly does that mean?
Especially for girls, because they're going through puberty earlier than they did before. So naturally, when you're going through puberty, you're going to gain more weight.
But I think you raise an interesting point, though. Girls, I hope I could say this without offense, are already very competitive in some communities, are very competitive about their appearance. It seems to be the kind of thing that takes on, it becomes like an epidemic. You know, kids, you know, girls kind of starving themselves because they want to compete over who's the thinnest, that kind of thing. It's not a problem everywhere, but it's a problem some places. You kind of wonder whether this adds fuel to that fire. I don't know.
Of course, if people would turn off the video games and tell their kids to go outside and play, that would help quite a bit, too.
Jolene Ivey, co-founder of Mocha Moms, mother of five. Estelle Mitchell, Mocha Moms member, mother of two and one on the way. And Davina McFarland, Mocha Moms member and mother of three. Thank you all so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.